WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Pope Francis still hospitalized, but he has met with the Vatican Secretary of State on future canonization ceremonies for potential saints. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Rome.
Vatican sources also tell ABC News that Pope Francis remains in good humor and that he's not in pain. The faithful are expected to gather for him again for a special prayer service tonight here at the Vatican.
The Pope has been diagnosed with double pneumonia. More federal workers being let go in Washington. The Trump administration pushing forward with the cuts. The Department of Veterans Affairs forced to lay off 1,400 probationary employees overnight. There's also confusion about whether or not government workers should be responding to the email that came from Elon Musk's Doge asking them to send a list of their job duties or risk being fired. Acting IRS Commissioner Doug O'Donnell will announce that he is stepping down as soon as this week, according to sources. He's said to be distressed about the chaos. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Democratic lawmaker proposes legislation giving farmers the right to repair their equipment. State Senator Brad Pfaff says farmers are currently prohibited from making repairs or having local shops do the work on tractors and combines they purchase. He's seeking bipartisan sponsors for the bill. A trial that was supposed to start Monday for Timothy Hauschultz, a man charged in the death of Manitowoc County child Ethan Hauschultz, has been delayed again after multiple breaks by Manitowoc County Judge Geraldine Dietz to look over case law to decide if the trial should be stayed because of new motions from prosecutors and the defense. And you might be seeing some advice or tricks online on how to beat your taxes, but don't believe everything you see. The IRS says there are no magic steps around not paying your taxes, and that filling out strange tax forms or signing documents and sending them to random places is a good way to get yourself scammed. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain and a low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds and mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy, with highs in the upper 40s. Get better streaming and internet speed. Save with Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129. Currently 33 degrees.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:04 on Tuesday morning, broadcasting live from the studios at 8th and Broadway. Hey, things are looking better already. Here's Queen. Another One Bites the Dust on Max FM.
Let's go.
Steve walks slowly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! another one bites the dust. Hey!
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We're talking in our sleep with the romantics. No, I do not talk in my sleep. I snore. I know that. I've been told that, but hey, maybe that's not actual. But yeah, I hope everyone's having a great day. So real quickly, we've been having a lot of fun here over at Max FM. We're actually broadcasting live from our studios at 8th and Broadway. We did get all of our internet issues resolved, and the power issues seem to have stabilized, and now we're not running around doing power things. So things are looking good. Things are looking up. I do want to take a moment and say thank you to the person that texted in this morning as well. Let us know she had heard some things going on. We appreciate people letting us know when that does happen. So things are good, Emily. I'm going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We're going to have another beautiful day. If you did not get out and enjoy yesterday, it won't be quite as warm as yesterday. We're looking at sunny with a high of 47. Tonight, we do have a chance of rain, possibly mixing with a little bit of snow. No accumulation. We're looking at lows right around 34 degrees. Tomorrow, we do have a slight chance of rain. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 45. We're looking ahead to Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 41. On Friday, get those shorts out. It's going to be partly sunny with a high of 52. Currently, Emily, 37 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
Beautiful forecast, Dave. Way to go.
I'm
Even
excited.
If you're not talking in your sleep, you're talking good sense about what kind of awesome weather we have coming. So thank you for that.
You bet.
I like to tell everybody out here that's listening that Dave controls the weather. And so when we have nice weather, we get to thank him. And then when we don't like it, we get to give him a hard time.
Right, exactly. Okay. I am just a weather forecaster. I don't have quite that much control, but and also not a meteorologist either. So for anyone that's curious, just a weather forecaster. But yes, I'm excited about that forecast. Maybe going to get the shorts out on Friday. We'll see what happens there because that's almost shorts weather in Wisconsin.
I think so, definitely. And you know what's interesting about weather? Segue, beep, 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 beep. Did you hear about this thing about this travelers getting reimbursed?
I did, but before we do that, we just want to remind everyone we have 17 minutes left of our flash sale, maxfmbigdeals.com. That $25 certificate, $12.50. They're in downtown Reeds. We're get over and see them and get that certificate. No code required. 17 minutes left. And yes, Emily, this is insane to even think about what they're talking about. Are you a little surprised by this, with this whole deal on the vacations?
Yeah. I mean, we're just going to have to read through this and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Afterward, because I just the way that the airlines have changed since, you know, we were younger is just, this is really surprising that this is happening. So JetBlue has a new program that will supposedly reimburse traveling if it rains on your vacation. What? If you ask travelers what they'd like airlines to offer, people would say things like free baggage, note, used to be free, free Wi-Fi, note, did not exist, compensation for delayed flights, note, yes, they used to do that and put you up in a hotel, they do not anymore, and well, these days, a safe landing, but most people would have asked for this. Also, I'm going to add one. Free food, yo. That
right.
used to be a thing that you got, even though
yes.
it was very good. At least you got something. Now, the last time I was on a flight was like 5-hour flight, and they didn't even offer snacks.
What?
Like, you couldn't even order those box. Yeah. Like, nothing was out there.
No snacks? I can't go flying. If there's no snacks, I'm not flying.
Well,
I have to have my snacks.
You know, that's how we roll. But
right.
You know, but still, I mean, people don't always think about that, you know, and as far as we could tell, they certainly didn't announce any time that you could order snacks, and there was not that menu.
Wow.
So, you know.
Not good. Well, now JetBlue has announced something new. It's a new partnership with a startup called Weather Promise for a new program that will reimburse travelers if it rains on your vacations. This is legit, although it isn't for every flight. Now, let's talk about how it's going to work, Emily. I'll let you talk about number one. We'll work our way through this because this seems odd to us.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, how do you plan for this in a cost-effective way?
Like, right.
You can't plan the weather. So,
no.
Right, so there must be, they're putting in like this giant margin of having to like reimburse people just in case. Are they taking like a average rainfall for a certain year, but then they have to put that into some kind of equation for the entire country and all the different places they fly out and into? I mean, that just seems like some Einstein stuff right there to figure out exactly how much that could cost them, right?
Right.
So you book a vacation through them. The guarantee is available on, quote, eligible flight and hotel packages booked through JetBlue Vacations. There is protection offered for all trip components, including car rentals and activities. So essentially they're saying, you know, if the weather ruins your vacation, they're going to cover the whole deal, but you have to book through them. And my guess is like there's 10,000 hoops you have to jump through in order to book through them. And you can probably end up in a situation where you don't even get to go where you're trying to go on your vacation.
Right. Well, now you know if your trip is covered because you pay for it. Yes, of course, nothing is free. And it looks like it's kind of travel insurance, but there's not one set price you would pay. It varies by trip. So here's your first gotcha. Travel and Leisure tried it out. The weather guarantee for an 11-day trip to Punta Cana in Dominica, in the Dominican Republic cost about $111. It would provide a reimbursement of $2,500, equivalent to the total cost of the trip if it rained for at least 3 days. Now let's talk about number three, because this is where we start getting into this gray area, Emily.
Right. So they're also giving conditions on the amount of rain. So a little rain doesn't count. It has to be, quote, excessive rain. And that is in bold, by the way. So I guess they get to call what that means, which is pretty vague, if you ask me. Weather Promise uses AI, satellite imagery, weather stations, and radars to provide a custom-made excessive rain threshold for trips. So this is very arbitrary. I mean, this is not something that, like, you get to just, like, there's not any way that you can actually, as a consumer, understand what this means. So in order to get your reimbursement, it sounds like, I mean, it sounds like it would be very difficult.
It does. And so that just seems kind of weird to me. Now, here's the other part. The reimbursement is processed automatically. There's no paperwork for you to file. You just have to go and take the trip. You shouldn't expect to get your vacation paid for because the weather isn't perfect. It's basically a way to make you feel more comfortable for booking a trip to Florida, maybe during hurricane season and like that. So you have to have 3 consecutive days of measurable rain in order to get it reimbursed. You're forking out $111. And okay, if you go on vacation, it rains. I understand that's not the greatest thing, or if it rains, good part of the vacation. However, you are still on vacation and you try to plan, I would assume, to do other things, not just those outdoor activities. Right, Emily? That's usually when you go on vacation.
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't. And I mean, all this is doing is getting people to buy into their brand.
Right.
Choose JetBlue over something else. And also, it's interestingly, they're kind of working with people having to travel during like crazy weather, right? Which is something that we've all seen a lot more of in the last 5-10 years, right?
Of course.
So, I mean, maybe it's for them, right? Kind of like covering some kind of insurance margin that they've got to figure out. So they probably have to pay. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. It's just a gimmick to me. And I don't know. I'm from the days of gimmicks and I don't trust them.
Well, and it's $111
I've fallen bucks. For a few in my life and I pay for them still. So, you right. know, I think that this is baloney.
Well, and I think, okay, it's $111. It's going to be $111 per person that's on that trip, right? So that cost is going to add up. And if you're worried about a little bit of rain, then okay, I get it, but it's like that you're going to get reimbursed for it. I understand that as well, but it's got to rain for 3 straight days. So it rains one day, nice weather the next day, then rains another day. If it rains every other day, you're also going to, yeah, that's where you're going to get messed up as well. So I don't see the value in this. I just, unless I'm really missing something, I don't see any value in this, Emily.
No, but it's going to be, I mean, there are consumers out there that are going to be able to take advantage of this because they have the time and wherewithal to be able to kind of jump through the hoops and also and just say, hey, let's find out which vacations they're offering and let's go for it because we want to go somewhere anyways. And they're, you know, maybe their schedule is a little more open or their timing is more open or whatever. And so they're going to choose that because they have this little gimmick happening. And then they're going to say, well, we're going to take this vacation anyways. We're, you know, we're ready to go pay for it. But we have this one chance of kind of winning here. And if it rains, then maybe they'll pay us back. If not, you know, we already suck up the funds, you know, eat the fact that they're going to go on vacation and pay those funds anyways. I mean, this kind of reminds me in a large way, the way that I kind of look at like casino activity, right? When you go into a casino, if you're going to go out anyways, and this is kind of my theory, which is why I excuse myself every now and again to go to casinos and have fun. Because if you're going to go, if you're in a place that, if you're going to go out anyways, right? If you're going to go out and enjoy some adult beverages, you're going to pay for those things. If you're on vacation, you're going to pay for them because you're going to do that because you're on vacation, if that's a thing you choose. If you go to the casino, you're giving yourself an opportunity to maybe make a little bit of money and your drinks are free. So either way, you're going to spend the money, but this way you have a chance to maybe win a little bit back. Either way, you're going to spend money on drinks anyways if you weren't at the casino. So it's some kind of twisted logic it in is. Emily's brain. But hey, I don't think it applies to this. This seems a little bit too specific and vague at the same time.
I would agree. And you know what? I'm going to stick with what I know what is really a good deal. And we're going to talk about this one more time. You got 8 minutes left. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com. You can shop local, save big. We have half off a $25 certificate to Tarbenders with Sass. That certificate until 8:30 this morning is just $12.50. No code required. They're a bar in historical downtown Reedsburg. And if you've not had a chance, go try them out. Now is your opportunity. You get a great deal. Again, that's at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Emily, you're going to be back with me at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
Fantastic. See you then.
See you then. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at theviolet sage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Maximum hits. Yeah.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:27 on Tuesday morning. Just 2 minutes left to go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Flash sale, half off a $25 certificate to Tar Vendors with Sass until 8:30 this morning. No code required. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
We got something we both know it. We don't talk too much about it.
Seven Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:31 on Tuesday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day. The weather is going to be fantastic all week long. Get out and enjoy it. One thing I do want to mention with the weather is a lot of stuff going around about a possible storm system coming in next week. A lot of things are being said on social media with that. It's too early to even really talk about snow totals or any of that stuff. So if you see that information out there, please don't share it yet because it's not accurate. They can't predict out that far in advance that, oh, we're getting all this snow. So that is something that's been going around social media this morning, so I wanted to mention it. Yes, possible storm system that could come this way maybe in the next 7-plus days, but we cannot even predict what type of precipitation that will be yet because it's too far out. So again, if you start seeing people predicting 7 or 8 inches, whatever amount of snow, don't share it yet because it's not accurate. We have some great opportunities to help people in our community again. Peep Helping People has their Brat Fry fundraiser for their Easter Adopt a Family food distribution program. That's happening this Saturday, March 1st, just down the road from us, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. The menu includes pulled pork sandwiches. I bet Bill's going to have some of his homemade barbecue saucer as well. We also will have Sloppy Joe's, grilled brats, Italian sausages, the infamous All Beef Franks, chips, soda, or water. Your purchase will help fund PHP's Easter Adopt a Family program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. PHP thanks you for your support. For more information, you can go to phpwisconsin.org. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Green Bay Packers reportedly submitted a proposal to the NFL to ban the short yardage tush-push play that the Philadelphia Eagles have made famous. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. The play has been nearly unstoppable, and the Packers found out directly in a pair of losses to the Eagles this past season. NFL owners could vote on the proposal next month at the owners' meetings in Palm Beach. The Badgers look to bounce back from Saturday's loss to Oregon when they host Washington in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. Badgers blew a 15-point lead with 8 minutes to play against Oregon and fell in overtime. 8 p.m. the tip time tonight on Peacock. Last night in the Big Ten, Michigan knocked off Nebraska 49-46 in Lincoln. Marquette just 2-4 so far in the month of February. Tonight they host Providence in a 6 p.m. tip at Fiserv Forum. That one airs on FS1. Bucks shoot for their fifth straight win tonight when they take on the Rockets in Houston. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain in the low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds in mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy, with highs in the upper 40s. Get better streaming and internet speed. Save with Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129. Currently 36 degrees. 99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:36 on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Hear the Police. No, they're not right behind you. Every breath you take on Max FM.
Every breath you take.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:40 on Tuesday, February 25th. Emily, you know, there are some good calendar days on our list today.
Yeah, there's a lot of world recognition stuff today. So we could go through a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of liberation moments. There's a lot of national independence days. There's lots of stuff like that. There's, of course, stuff about food, which I really like those. I'm going to start with this kind of random one. It's National Billy Day. Billy, how much do you know about your name? You're about to learn a lot more. If anyone out there is named Billy and they want to learn more, I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff out there online about what makes it National Billy Day and what
I know one. I know one too. In Bill. Happy birthday or happy Bill Day to you today. I'll probably text you later and harass you, but don't give me too much grief, buddy. But yes, it is Billy Day today. That is a good one, though. I like it. It's funny. You and I were going to talk about the same one first.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, it's just like a really inviting picture of like a dude just smiling real big and like right. Super proud of his name. So, you know.
Well, you heard our morning
script here. Oh, go ahead.
You heard our morning show opener. It's quiet day. So it means it's not Dave and Emily day.
No. Oh my gosh. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, how does that apply to people who are just supposed to talk to people on the radio? Like,
yeah.
I think that doesn't apply to us. We have to do this. This is our job. We can't be quiet. Can you imagine if we just like zipped the lip right now and like dead air, people call in, they'd be like, what happened? You guys okay?
Yeah.
You usually just blabber and blabber.
Well, and it's not like we're quiet anyways. I'm going to say that right and off the get-go. So anyone that knows Emily and I, we both, this is how we really are when we're out and about, so.
Except for when you catch us when we're a little tired. We bumped into each other yesterday. We're both really tired. And we didn't have a whole lot to say. We're like,
we're both done. It's been a long day. Yeah, it was, yesterday was a Monday. So, yeah, no, today's a whole new day. So it's a good day. Yeah. What else did you see?
That's right. So Day of Liberation and Innovation. We are saying no to oppression and yes to standing in solidarity with the persecuted. So I really appreciate this. This isn't talking specifically about any nation or culture. This is just talking about standing up and uniting together, you know, bonding with your brothers and sisters that maybe have been put upon and recognizing that everyone has a right to be here and doing what they're doing. So I appreciate that. Also, Kuwait is one of the most prosperous countries in the Gulf with a rich history. So today is Kuwait National Day. So they're celebrating there. Also, EDSA Revolution Holiday. Today we join Filipinos as they remember the activities that led to the restoration of democracy. So I've got a good friend who's Filipino, so I'm going to have to pick his brain and see what he knows about that or put him on the spot. Put him on the spot and be like, I want a history lesson.
Yeah, he'll be like,
I don't know a lot and I'd love to learn more. The more you know, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to throw it to you because I know you're going to talk about the food ones.
Yeah, you know me very well. That's how well we know each other. I'm going to start with National Chocolate Nut Cover Day. Get ready to join us for this chocolatey, crunchy, nutty, and very sweet day. So, yes, those look amazing. But then I'm going to go with the one that's more important than that. It's Let's All Eat Right Day. Get ready to ponder your relationship with food and journey towards small wins. Yes, I have a great relationship with food.
You love food. Love is a relationship.
I mean, yes, I love food, you know, and I'm not shy to admit it. My doctor's also very much reminds me that I love food and have that relationship with food. But all joking aside, I do try to eat better. I had plans for a good breakfast this morning until, you know, everything went three different ways of sideways. And then, then the breakfast plans were not as great as what they should have been. So legit had a plan for a decent breakfast and, you know, there's always tomorrow.
Well-laid plans are always what they are. They just don't always work out. So yeah, nope. And sometimes, you know, it's about the planning and sometimes it's just about the choices, right? So if you got to have the right stuff in your fridge that you can just grab, but honestly, the healthy food takes a little preparation. Sometimes it's harder to just grab stuff, but always have like fruit on hand.
Yeah.
You know, fruit.
Veggies,
string cheese, stuff like that. That's or chocolate covered nuts, because you know what? That's not actually bad for you.
No.
You have great protein. So many good things going on. It's especially if you have dark chocolate. That's good for you as well. It's just about not eating like the entire bag. So I can't speak to that, because if I have a bag of trail mix with chocolate nuts in that, that thing is gone.
So good.
Like, the whole bag, it's bad.
That's, it
like,
is.
Definitely. That's one of the things that, like, I feel like I'm snacking well, but not, you're just not supposed to eat the whole thing.
No, and it's all about moderation and not eating too much. And I do love dark chocolate. So those two things do go hand in hand. And honestly, if I do know that I have to be somewhere, I make sure I have those healthy foods ready to go. That's always the plan. It's just sometimes when things don't go according to plan, you plan B is not always the best option for those food items. And unfortunately, things that are quick and convenient are not always good for you. And so I realize that, but tomorrow's another day and I'll eat something better for lunch today. That's honestly what will happen. And it's all in moderation.
Sometimes that's the key.
It is.
It's just, you know, one meal, you kind of are like, oh, that wasn't the best choice. And then you just, you know, have the salad or the veggies or the something light for lunch, and then can look forward to a little more, you know, heavy dinner or whatever. It's just about not eating heavy and making those choices about, you know, basically restaurant food. I mean, of course, restaurants have good food, but all restaurant food is going to be not as good as what you can make at home. I mean, really, that's kind of true. Like, especially if you're talking about restaurants that produce a lot and put out a lot of food. Like,
yeah, fast food, there's a reason that it's fast, quick, and convenient. And so it's not always the best for you. So I try to look for the alternatives. This morning, that's not going to happen, but tomorrow's another day. And it's one of those, I look forward to being in the new studio as well, because we do have a fridge in my office already. I do have to move some things over in there already, but I'll be able to have some veggies in there, like you said, the string cheeses and so forth. So it's all, you know, all about moderation. Now, the other one I saw on this list, Emily, that I think is kind of important as well, it's World Spay Day. So it's something that we definitely want to encourage people, is if you do have those animals, you want to make sure you have the right alternatives in place for them. And that's so important, because in our case, we have a very active dog. And if Stout were to get out and about and get himself in trouble, we don't want to be puppy parents. Let's put it that way. So that's, you know, part of being a pet owner. And so I think that's an important day. And Bob Barker always encouraged that on The Price is Right. Remember that?
That's when we were... He did. That's so weird, actually. I didn't remember that until you said that just now. And yeah, he did. He at the end of the show, he was saying, remember to spay and neuter your pets, you know, when you do his like finger in your face, you know, like the little boss man kind of situation. No, that's a good thing. And like, you know, some of the notes on the things that we get to read here in terms of calendar days are, the truth of the matter is if your animals aren't spayed, they are probably going to go out and get themselves in trouble, because that is nature and that's what they'll do. And those instincts will be there because of the, all the chemicals and stuff that are running through their brains and bodies. And, they will end up, you know, producing some kittens, puppies, whatever, that won't be able to find homes, and then they'll be stray, and then they'll be out there starving. You know, it just leads to a lot of sad endings if there's too many animals for the homes that we can provide. So, or the food that's out there for them to get, you know. So spaying and neutering your animals saves lives. So do it.
Yes. Sure.
Strong believer in that. Yep.
Me too. And, I, you know, it's, we made that decision very early on with our dog. It was just, and it keeps, we thought maybe it'd keep him a little bit calmer, but, anyone that knows our dog knows, that is not the case. He's a very excited dog. He was very disappointed this morning when I went flying out the door, because he didn't get to go with me. Normally I would bring him with me, but I was like, no, I don't need your help right at the moment. So
yeah, as fun as they have to be like companions, they can make like some, when you need to run out and do something last minute, or there's an emergency, or they're, you know, like having a dog with you in the car, jumping on you, trying to get excited about stuff because they think you're going somewhere fun for them. It just kind of can be stressful. So sometimes it's okay that they don't get to go.
Exactly. So no, we definitely appreciate having them around though. So Emily, thank you so much for being with us today. We got through the morning of all the shenanigans. We were moving right along pretty quickly this morning. And we do want to take a moment, say thank you to our internet service provider, because they did get everything acted on very quickly this morning. And so we were very appreciative of them this morning. So thank you to them this morning. Also, thank you to the power company in the area. Obviously, they were dealing with some issues, not exactly right here, but definitely in this vicinity that did cause some power concerns. So we're very thankful to all those providers, because without power and internet, the day just wouldn't be what it should be some days.
That's right. That's right. And thanks to all of you out there who always listen to us on the morning show. We appreciate your support and your love. And we also appreciate the fact that sometimes we have shenanigans and I'm sure you just get to kind of have a giggle at us because we're real people doing this live. So we're doing the best we can. And we appreciate your support and your patience with us as well.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Emily. We look forward to talking with you tomorrow again at 7:10.
Sounds like a plan. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Have a great Tuesday, Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state, these people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I sent. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out. I wanna let it go. Let's go away.
Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
sand beneath my toes. The beats gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright.
Okay, I didn't even know that I could do that. So.
Yeah, you just hit this mirror.
My microphone says ready. Am I? Is that...